This is just a post-lesson follow-up. So this is typical typical thing where my plan doesn't go, even after 23 years of teaching, it doesn't go as planned. Like, for example, we only did 4 out of 6 progressions. You know, when I was originally planning, I was thinking 6 progressions in a whole hour, that's 10 minutes each. That's going to be way more than we need. And so that's why I was thinking we could do, it could be a lot more than that. Like, I was talking about using capos and stuff. But we never got to that point. We never even got close. We didn't even get to... We only got 67% of what I had planned done in the first place. That was one thing that, you know, I had to adapt to. The thing was, the beginner could not switch in time at all. Like, even with just the first GNC, he could not, like, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then switch at all. Not even, like... never mind that he couldn't keep it in time. He couldn't do it at all. He could not count to 8 and then switch for each chord. He would, I don't know why, but he would just play the same chord forever and ever and ever. And then maybe eventually switch. So I just let it go. I was like, okay, well, I need to make this valuable for the intermediate. And so I'm just going to play louder than the beginner. I was on acoustic guitar. If they're on electric guitar, it's easy. You just go over and turn their amp down. Fortunately, I didn't have to with this particular guy because he wasn't loud to begin with. But control the volume. If it's electrics, fine. You just turn them down. They can still hear themselves, and they're not dominating in the room. And frankly, these progressions are modal, so you know all the notes, like, it's all the same group of 7 notes. So what is the worst that can happen? Is he's on a G and I'm on a C? Well, so what? It's like a, you know, polytonality. It's not going to hurt anybody. But the point of the story is that the beginner got a lot of value out of making new chord shapes and jamming with someone. He got over the first hurdle, which is, you know, playing with other people. Like, he doesn't know, he still can't play with other people. Or maybe on some level he does, but he, you know, he did it. He got in a room with other people and played music. That's a big thing. And he learned some new chord shapes. That was hugely valuable for him. The intermediate was listening to mostly me because I was playing louder than the beginner was. And he got to exercise his theory muscles and show off his lead guitar skills. And he felt good because the beginner was like, I want to play like him. So he got tons of value out of seeing applied theory and getting a good pentatonic workout and, you know, feeling good for not being a beginner. So even though the plan had flaws in it and there were pitfalls and, you know, sometimes it goes pear-shaped, it's fine. You'll recover. And so maybe you who are listening to this could come up with an even better plan than I had. But even if your plan doesn't work, you can still recover and give great value to everyone.